Hello, Kodiak, and welcome to the October 17th edition of Island Byways. I'm Pam Foreman. Can you believe this weather? Okay, Mother Nature gave us a good dousing of reality on Wednesday, but really, I'm not complaining about the extraordinary stretch of weather we've been having. I think the animals are making the most of it, too. Bears are still munching on fish in the rivers and streams. I'm sure the deer are enjoying the opportunity to graze a little longer before the snow flies. And every creature seems to be taking advantage to stuff a little more into their winter cache. Looking toward the night sky this week, we have everything from comets to meteor showers. The Orionids peak this week, and with the dark of the new moon, you might see between 10 and 20 shooting stars per hour. And the comet I mentioned last week should be bright enough to see with binoculars and maybe the naked eye. You can find Comet Lemon low in the northwestern sky after sunset. I'd shoot for 8:30 and later for the darkest skies. Look for a greenish, hazy object in your binoculars or camera to start, and then see if you can find it with your naked eye. Good luck stargazing! This weekend is jam-packed with events, starting with Downtown Moonlight Madness, an event with food trucks, face painting, music upstairs at the marketplace, and special events at various merchants, and more. It's all happening Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. And then on Saturday, catch Maine and Kodiak's Fall Harvest Market upstairs in the marketplace from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Also on Saturday, take the family on a trip to the fairgrounds for the 4-H Pumpkin and Bake Sale from noon until everything is sold. The kids can kick off Halloween traditions with a trunk or treat that runs from 1 to 3 p.m. Sounds like a lot of fun for the whole family at the Fairgrounds Fall Fest. And that's it for Island Byways this week. Have fun and stay safe out there. Thanks for listening.